জয়ং বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস পরিব্রাজকাচার্য অষ্টোত্তর শত শ্রী শ্রীমদ অভয় চরণারবিন্দ ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী প্রভুপাদ কি জয়। অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণব বৃন্দ কি জয়। নামাচার্য শিল হরিদাস ঠাকুর কি জয়। প্রেম সে কহ শ্রী কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাসাদি গৌর ভক্ত বৃন্দ কি জয়। শ্রী শ্রী রাধা কৃষ্ণ গোপ গোপীনাথ শ্যামকুণ্ড রাধা কুণ্ড গিরি গোবর্ধন কি জয়। শ্রী শ্রী রাধা রমণ কি জয়। শ্রী শ্রী গৌরনিতায় কি জয়। শ্রী শ্রীমদ গ্রন্থরাজ শ্রীমদ বৃহৎ ভাগবতামৃতম কি জয়। শীল সনাতন গোস্বামী প্রভুপাদ কি জয়। বন্দে রূপ সনাতন রঘুযুগ শ্রীজীব গোপাল কৌ কি জয়। গৌর প্রেমানন্দে হরি হরি বল। অল গ্লোরিজ টু দ্য অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিজ, অল গ্লোরিজ টু দ্য অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিজ, অল গ্লোরিজ টু দ্য অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিজ, অল গ্লোরিজ টু শ্রী গুরু অ্যান্ড শ্রী গৌরাঙ্গ, অল গ্লোরিজ টু শ্রী প্রভুপাদ। নমো ওং বিষ্ণুপদায় কৃষ্ণ পৃষ্ঠায় ভূতলে শ্রীমতে ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী নীতি নামিনে নমস্তে সরস্বতী দেবে গৌরবাণী প্রচারিণে নির্বিশেষ শূন্যবাদী পাশ্চাত্যানিষ্ঠানিনে। হরে কৃষ্ণ। সো উই আর ডিসকাসিং শ্রীল সনাতন গোস্বামীজ বৃহৎ ভাগবতামৃতম। হোয়াট ইজ বৃহৎ ভাগবতামৃতম? Brihad Bhagavatamritam is the further clarification and understanding of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam describes Krishna's pastimes, and eventually Srimad Bhagavatam is leading one to the highest region of the spiritual sky. What's the name of the highest region of the spiritual sky? Golok Vrindavan. So Golok, the word Golok means, go means cow, and Lok means the place or planet. So this region, Golok, is the place of cows, where there are many, many cows, and Krishna is the cowherd boy. So this, as I mentioned earlier, like Sanskrit language is very definite, very precise. Every word has a specific meaning. Every name has a specific significance. So just like Vrindavan, van means a forest, and Vrindavan is the forest of Vrindadevi. Vrindadevi's forest. So Golok is the place of cows. Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vriksha lakshavritesu surabhir abhipalayantam. Surabhir abhipalayantam, the spiritual world has surabhir, they are cowherd, there are surabhi cows. The surabhi cows are very special type of cows. Normal cows give milk, but Surabhi cows give whatever you want. And same with Kalpavriksha. The normal trees give fruits and flowers, but Kalpavriksha can give you anything that you want. So the cows in Vrindavan are not just ordinary cows, they are Surabhi cows. And it's a forest. Forest means they're full of trees. But those trees are what kind of trees? They are kalpavrikshas. Each tree can fulfill all your desires. Like one can go to a kalpavriksha and ask for something, and he will get it. He can ask anything. Kalpavriksha will give you. Surabhi cow also will give you. There is a very beautiful anecdote. Surabhi's daughter is Nandini. One of the Surabhi cows is Nandini, and sage Vasishtha had that Nandini. In the earth planet also sometimes you have Surabhi cows. So Vasishtha had that cow. Vasishtha is a great sage. And so Vishvamitra, one king, visited Vasishtha's ashram while he was hunting with his soldiers. And they were thirsty, they were tired. So they approached Vasishtha's ashram and told them that we are very hungry and my soldiers are very hungry and tired. So can you please make some arrangement? So Vasishtha said, okay, go and take your bath in the river and come back, we'll arrange something. So they thought, you know, what this sage can arrange. He lives in the forest and there is most really he'll have some wild berries and some fruits at the most. But when they came, they found a huge arrangement has been made. It's the most fancy banquet that anybody could ever imagine. Even the king, Vishvamitra, his eyes practically popped out of the sockets when he saw that arrangement. Like the prasadam is served, the most delicious prasad in golden plates. They had the glasses studded with most precious gems. Not only golden glasses, but they were studded with sapphire and rubies and diamonds. And then, what to speak about the foodstuff that was offered, you know. Even in his palace, he never tasted something like this. So he was surprised and he asked, how did you make this arrangement within such a short time? And in the middle of the forest, you made such arrangement. So then Vasishtha said, you see, I have this cow, and she's a Surabhi cow. Nandini is a Surabhi cow, and she can supply anything that I want, that I need. So then Vasishtha took Vishvamitra to show the cow, and she's a beautiful cow. And he heard the quality of this cow. So he said, look, you are just a sage living in the forest. Why do you need such a cow? Give it to me. So Vasishtha says, look, she is like my daughter and I can't give her away. So then Vishvamitra thought that this person is very greedy. And so he ordered his soldiers to snatch that, to forcibly take the cow away. He said, this person, he pretends to be a Brahman, renounced, detached, but look at him. So when the soldiers were snatching the cow, forcibly taking the cow away, Nandini away, then Nandini started to cry. He said that, you're like my father and you have treated me with the affection of a daughter. And now that these rogues forcibly taking me away, you are not doing anything to defend me. Vasishtha said, look, I'm a Brahmana. I can't retaliate, I can't fight. I should not fight. That's against my occupation. So, but if you want, you can defend yourself. Then right then Nandini produced an army of soldiers. And those soldiers defeated Vishvamitra's army. Vishvamitra somehow saved his life and ran away. And that is the time Vishvamitra became inimical towards Vasishtha and he wanted to defeat Vasishtha or harm Vasishtha, become more powerful than Vasishtha. And finally he succeeded. After many, 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 many years, thousands of years of austerities and penances, eventually he was elevated to a Brahman position of a Brahmana. Like, we can see like how difficult it is for even a Kshatriya to attain the position of a Brahmana. But fortunately, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy in this age, what to speak of the position of a Brahmana, we are getting an opportunity to become Vaishnavas, which is even more superior to the position of a Brahmana. And irrespective of our background. Actually, in the age of Kali, everyone is fallen. Everyone is fallen, whether one is in India or Europe or China or Japan or Russia or Africa. In the age of Kali, everyone is fallen. Everyone is worse than a Sudra. Asuddha Sudra Kalpahi Brahmana Kali Shambhava. In the age of Kali, even the Brahmanas are worse than the Sudras. So, this is the age of degradation. Everyone is affected by the degradation condition. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to uplift from that most fallen condition to the highest level of spiritual platform. So in order to explain to us what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, Sanatana Goswami wrote this book. What an incredible, inconceivable gift we have received from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like, we cannot understand. It's something like, you say a beggar comes to beg you from your house. And if you give him a huge piece of diamond, right, will the beggar be able to ascertain its value? The beggar will think, what's this? I wish he gave me some food instead of this stone. Isn't it? He can't understand the value of that precious gem. Because he's just a beggar. Now, he's simply concerned about his some food twice or thrice a day. That's about all he desires for. And that also sometimes he gets, sometimes he doesn't get. And he is prepared to eat any garbage. He is prepared to do anything to get some food, to fulfill his basic needs and basic desires. But then somebody comes and gives him not only one incredible piece of diamond, but a whole handful of diamonds. What will the beggar think? He said, why is he giving me some stones? I can't eat the stones. Right. But then somebody comes and makes him understand what these diamonds actually mean. So that is what Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami are doing. Our condition is worse than the beggars. The beggars at least have some dignity, but in the age of Kali, people don't even have any dignity. Don't have any sense of morality, don't have any submission to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They don't even want to accept the existence of God. That is the condition of the living entities in the age of Kali. And here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and gave the highest spiritual benefit. So much so that what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave is rare even for the residents of Vaikuntha. Can you imagine? The residents of Vaikuntha, the eternal associates of the Lord, what to speak of residents of Vaikuntha, even Lakshmi Devi doesn't have access to what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. This is how rare it is, how rare this Krishna consciousness is. But stupid and ignorant as we are, we don't have the ability to understand that. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami and other Goswamis are explaining what is actually the gift of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And very systematically they have explained it. Like in the first part we saw the highest form of devotion, right? Gradually we saw from the Brahmana to the king, to Indra, to Brahma, Shiva, Prahlad, Hanuman, Pandavas, Jadus, Uddhav, and then we begin to realize the position of the residents of Vrindavan, especially the gopis, and especially Srimati Radharani. In the first part, very systematically Sanatana Goswami established the supremacy, the supreme position of the residents of Vrindavan as devotees. And in the second part, he is describing how a devotee is gradually elevating with the potency of his mantra, he is elevating from higher to gradually higher and higher level of spiritual development. So yesterday we came up to Vaikuntha. Gop Kumar just arrived in Vaikuntha. Right? Everyone is in tune? So he arrived in Vaikuntha, and there, seeing that everyone is looking like the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he couldn't figure out who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. Most of the residents, they were looking like Narayan. Then finally he was taken to Narayan. And how? Then he was told how to recognize Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, with the Sri Vatsa on his left chest. The mark of Sri Vatsa. That is, and then also he has the Kaustubha jewel, etc. So, and when he met Narayan, Narayan was so pleased. He went and embraced him. And he told him, "My son, for so long I had been waiting for you to come back." And he said, life after life, you had been wandering in the earth, in the material nature. And each time you took birth, I thought, maybe in this life, you are going to turn towards me. You'll become my devotee. So in this way, the Lord started to express his intense desire and intense satisfaction that Gop Kumar had come back to him, to the spiritual sky. Now, often we think that it must be very difficult to go back to the spiritual sky. It must be very difficult to develop our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It must be very difficult to attract his attention. But here we see that the Lord is eager for us to go back to him. And it has been explained, that is why the Lord is seated in our hearts as the super soul. He is situated in our hearts as the super soul and just waiting for us to turn our face towards him. And when we do that, when we develop this desire that we want to go back to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he will make all the arrangements. He makes his arrangement through the spiritual master. The Lord himself appears as the spiritual master. When he sees that a living entity has become attracted towards him or turning his face towards him. So that is the purpose why the Lord is seated in our hearts as the super soul. Although general understanding is that as the super soul, Lord is the witness and he gives his approval to fulfill our desires. But the actual reality is that the Lord is in our hearts simply to find out when we are going to turn our face towards him. He is waiting with us. We are wandering in the material nature, trying to enjoy, exploiting the objects of our senses. Life after life, we are trying to do that. We are trying to enjoy in the material nature. And the more we are trying to enjoy, the more we are suffering. The more we try to enjoy, the more we become frustrated. More we become disappointed, more we become miserable. And in this way, if at some point we realize that, well, why am I suffering? How can I get out of this suffering? When that desire dawns in the heart, then the Lord starts to reciprocate. Then he manifests himself as a bona fide spiritual master. And then as a spiritual master, as the scriptures, as the incarnation himself, the Lord guides the living entities back to the spiritual world. And he makes all kinds of arrangements also in the form of his devotees, in the form of auspicious objects, auspicious spiritual objects like Tulasi, like Shalagram. The Lord has manifested all kinds of arrangements to take us back to Godhead in the form of his deity, in the form of his temple. Krishna is actually making all these arrangements. Like he arranged for Tulasi Devi to come to this earth planet. She's present. Now the benefit of Tulasi is that, like, if one just comes in contact with Tulasi, leaf, flowers or branches, he becomes free from his material contamination. He becomes free from his sinful activity. As we sing every morning, Jani kani cha papani, Brahma hattadi kani cha, Tani tani pranashanti pradakshina pade pade. So Jani kani cha papani, all our sinful activities, Brahma hattadi kani cha, up to the killing of a brahmana, the sin that is incurred by killing of a brahmana is a heavy sin. Killing of a brahmana is a very, very heavy sin. So he's saying that even up to killing of a brahmana, the sinful reactions, with the step that he takes while circumambulating Tulasi, becomes free from those sinful reactions. So in this way, Krishna made all these arrangements. It's only a matter of just taking advantage of those facilities that Krishna has provided for our spiritual advancement. Krishna is... So here Krishna himself is telling Gop Kumar when he arrived in Vaikuntha that how eager he was for him to come back to him. That each time he took birth, he considered with great excitement and expectation that maybe in this lifetime, this individual is going to turn towards me, will become my devotee. So as I was saying, that we may think going back to Godhead is difficult, to become a devotee of Krishna is difficult, to receive Krishna's mercy is difficult. But actually that's not true. Krishna is more eager than us to bestow those good fortunes to us. It is only on our part, we simply have to become the recipient of Krishna's mercy. We simply have to become aware how much Krishna wants us to go back to him. So in this way, Gop Kumar arrived in Vaikuntha and he had this good fortune of being with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord was bestowing his inconceivable mercy. And residents of Vaikuntha would tell Gop Kumar to change his form. He said, in this human form, you won't be able to understand the mercy of the Lord and receive the mercy of the Lord fully. You have to develop this four-arm form. But Gop Kumar didn't want to. He just wanted to retain his identity as he was, as a cowherd boy. But it has been described that although he didn't change his form, but that form became as glorious, as luminous, as brilliant, as spiritual as the residents of Vaikuntha, other residents of Vaikuntha. And sometimes Gop Kumar would call out to Narayan as, O Gopal, Hey Gopi Janaballav. And then he would describe his Vrindavan pastimes sometimes. Sing his Vrindavan pastime. And the residents of Vaikuntha would laugh at him. they would say that you can't call the Supreme Personality of He's the Supreme Lord. He's a worshipable Lord. You can't call Him by His name like that. Hey Gopal, hey Govinda, hey Madhusudan, hey Gopijana Vallabh. He said, when He went to the earth planet to annihilate the demons and to protect His devotees, then he assumed human-like form, and he revealed some of His pastimes like that, but they are not His eternal pastime. They are not, in this Vaikuntha, the Lord doesn't act like that. So now that you are in Vaikuntha, you can't treat Him, you can't address Him like that. You remember that that was just one of His pastimes. So here we can see that how the residents of Vaikuntha do not have the awareness of the elevated situation of Vrindavan and Krishna's Vrindavan pastime. They think it is just the earthly pastimes when Krishna came as an incarnation to establish dharma by killing the demons and protecting His devotees. It was just a pastime. At that time He played as a cowherd boy, and He flirted around the gopis. That we don't understand, why our master, why our Lord acted like that. Their attitude is something like, just as a junior does not think about a senior's intimate dealings, just like the son never thinks with that his father as a young man had an affair with some girl. He doesn't think of it because it's beyond him. It's not up to him to think about those activities of the senior. They think that we can't, we should not indulge into those activities of our Lord. Those are some very special activities of the Lord that we don't dwell in. And so in this way, he was in Vaikuntha. Then one day Narad Muni came. Narad Muni instructed him extensively about the situation of Vaikuntha and pointed out that in order to have more intimate relationship, he can actually go to Ayodhya and perceive those activities of Lord Ramchandra with his associates. Those dealings that Lord Ramchandra has with his associates like Hanuman and others is more intimate than the dealing of Narayan with the residents of Vaikuntha. So then Gop Kumar went to Ayodhya and he saw the opulence of Ayodhya, the beauty of all those devotees. They are even more brilliant than the residents of Vaikuntha. And so he had, and he received the mercy of Lord Ramchandra. And then Lord Ramchandra detected that his attraction to Gopal and attraction to Krishna. And so Ramchandra directed him to Dwarka. So he went to Dwarka. And there in Dwarka, he saw the residents of Dwarka such. When he arrived there, he found some young boys, Jadu boys, who were playing. And they were so beautiful. They were so effulgent. So this is how one thing becomes clear, that spiritually, as one makes advancement, he becomes spiritually beautiful. This beauty is not perceivable by the mundane eyes. It's not the beauty of the skin and bone. This is the beauty of the spirit soul. So the spirit soul becomes more and more brilliant, the more and more attractive as one makes spiritual advancement. In a way, we used to notice that in Srila Prabhupada. Apparently, Srila Prabhupada was an old man. But Srila Prabhupada was so attractive, so attractive. He was an extremely beautiful person, actually.
And whatever he did was so graceful. Even in his last few weeks, when his body became extremely emaciated, he was in Prabhupada's own words, his body at that time was a set of bones in a bag of skin. And it was a very appropriate description of Prabhupada's condition at that time. It was a set of bones in a bag of skin. So you can well imagine how Prabhupada's body at that time became. Like it was just bones and skin. There was there was hardly any flesh in his body. It became very, very emaciated. But still, Prabhupada's skin was so bright, shining. It had a golden shine. So in this way we could see that Prabhupada's body was transcendental. It was not a material body, and it was a spiritual body, and that is the beauty of his body. The whole Prabhupada's, his feature was so beautiful, although he became so emaciated. When people become so thin, they look ugly, but that was not the case with Srila Prabhupada. And it radiated a glow which was distinctly visible. And that's why his skin seemed to be so shiny and effulgent. So, Gop Kumar appreciated the beauty of the residence of Dwarka. Like he found the residents of Ayodhya were more beautiful than the residents of Vaikuntha. And mind you, the residents of Vaikuntha had the same form as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So much so that Gop Kumar first mistook those residents to be the Lord himself. Because they also had forearm forms, and in the forearm they carried disc, lotus, conch shell and mace. And they were wearing the same kind of yellow silken garments, and they were decorated with the most brilliant jewels and gems and ornaments. But here we can see that when he came to Ayodhya, he found the residents of Ayodhya to be even more effulgent, even more beautiful. And mind you, some of the residents of Ayodhya are actually monkeys and bears. But still they look more beautiful than the residents of Vaikuntha. In Ayodhya there are monkeys, Lord Ramchandra's eternal associates. There's a bear, Jambuban, and his family. And then Ramchandra directed him to, in Dwarka, he found the residents of Dwarka to be even more beautiful than the residents of Ayodhya. And there he had a very, very loving relationship with Krishna. Krishna was extremely affectionate towards him. And seeing Gop Kumar, Krishna developed some yearning for Vrindavan. Sometimes Krishna would shed tears remembering those. Because Gop Kumar, the way he was, like a cowherd boy, he didn't change his dress. He was just wearing a simple dhoti of a cowherd boy. He used to carry his flute. He used to carry his stick with him that would control the cows. And seeing that, Krishna of Dwarka, Vasudev, used to yearn for Vrindavan. So in this way, Krishna, and sometimes Krishna even appeared to Gop Kumar just to please him. He appeared to him as Krishna of Vrindavan, and all the queens there became the gopis. And in this way, Krishna would show his Vrindavan pastimes or Vrindavan form to Gop Kumar. But still Gop Kumar was not satisfied. His heart was still yearning for this Gopal. And here, an interesting thing to note is that Gop Kumar is, when he is seeing Narayan, Ramchandra, even Vasudev, he is seeing them, he has the understanding that they are the Supreme, this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Gop Kumar is feeling that his attachment, although he is having the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but his heart is hankering for someone else. So here we can see that he didn't have that awareness that this Gopal, that his heart is always hankering for, is not really the Supreme Personality of God. Is the Supreme Personality of God. He didn't have that awareness. He was always thinking that he is someone else. And he used to lament, what's happening to me? Like, I have the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and still I'm not attracted to him. I am attracted to someone else. And he used lament for that. Then one day Narad Muni came to Dwarka and he asked Gop Kumar, Gop Kumar, what's the matter? You are in Dwarka, you are having the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and still your heart is not satisfied. Vaikuntha is the region where there is no anxiety and there is no unfulfilled desire. There, all the desires are fulfilled and there is no anxiety. Now still, why your heart is not satisfied? And then when he found out from Gop Kumar that he is actually hankering for this cowherd boy who tends cows in the forest and plays with his friends and plays his flute in the most beautiful way. So then Narad Muni instructed him. He said that, yes, I can understand that you are attracted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Actually, Uddhav also was there. So Uddhav and Narad Muni were counseling Gop Kumar. And when Gop Kumar was in Dwarka, he was staying in Uddhav's house. He was so fortunate. And Uddhav and Narad Muni started to explain to him that Narad Muni first explained that he should go back to Jagannath Puri. But then Uddhav suggested, no, let him go back to Vrindavan, earthly Vrindavan. Yeah, and there let him perform Sankirtan. Let him call out to the Lord with all the love of his heart. And as a result of that, because of Sankirtan, Gop Kumar will become qualified to go to Vrindavan. So now you can see, even from spiritual Ayodhya, you cannot go to Vrindavan. That is how rare it is to go to Vrindavan. From spiritual Ayodhya, in the spiritual sky, which is in the topmost region of Vaikuntha, from there one has to come down to the earth planet, in the earthly Vrindavan, and there perform Sankirtan by chanting the holy name of the Lord with all the love of his heart. And that's how he will become eligible to go to Vrindavan. So will it be surprising if some residents of Dwarka came and took birth on this planet to receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy and Srila Prabhupada's mercy to participate in Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement and thus become qualified to enter into Vrindavan? Will it be surprising? Okay, now you understand why Prabhupada said that jivas didn't fall from Brahmajyoti. There's a controversy. Some people say that the jivas came from Brahma Jyoti. And jivas never came from Krishna's pastimes. because from the spiritual sky no one falls down. Okay, from spiritual sky one may not fall down, but from the spiritual sky can some people come down, can some souls come down to become qualified to enter into Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan? So those so-called scholars, learned scholars, who think that they have digested their understanding of the scriptures so well that they understand even better than Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada gave the perfect understanding, and Prabhupada gave the highest gift. And in order to receive the gift, even the residents of Dwarka will come down to the earth planet to take part in Sankirtan movement and thus become qualified to go back to Godhead, go back to Golok Vrindavan. So Gop Kumar, from Dwarka he came down to the earth planet, to the earthly Vrindavan, and there he started to perform Sankirtan. Sankirtan means chanting the holy name of the Lord with all the love of his heart. That is how the holy name must be chanted. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing, Nayanang Galadoshu Dharaya, Badanang Gadgada Ruddhaya Gira, Pulakoir Nishitang Bopukada, Tava Nam Grahone Bhavishyati. When tears will stream down my eyes, Nayanang Galudoshudharaya, not some drops of tears, but streams, Oshudhara. Dhara means stream, incessant flow. Galudoshudharaya, Badanang Gadgada Ruddhaya Gira. My voice will be choked, and the words will be faltering. And Pulakoir Nichitang Bopukada, the hairs will stand on end due to ecstasy. Tabonam Grohone Bhavishyati, by chanting your holy name. So real chanting, the pure chanting of the holy name, is actually an expression of our love to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Can't we say the name in various different ways? Like when you are angry and call out to somebody, how do you call out? Right? When you indifferently call out somebody's name, how do you call out? And when you call out with love, how does that sound? And more intense the love is, the word will become also affected by that. The name that way you utter will display how much intensity of love you have in your heart. Isn't it? So, chanting the holy name is actually a way of expressing our love for Krishna. It shouldn't be just chanted, trying to finish our 16 rounds as soon as possible so that we can get into our nonsense activities. No, rather it should be chanted with all the love of our heart. And then only it will be Sankirtan. Japa, Kirtan, Sankirtan. And then what will happen? Mind you, Gop Kumar is chanting the name of the Lord in the forest alone. But still, why is it considered to be Sankirtan? In one hand, it is done with all the love of his heart. But in literal sense also, many others were also joining him. Because Sankirtan means collective, congregational chanting of the holy name. Collectively, many people get together and chant. So when Gop Kumar was chanting the holy name of the Lord in Vrindavan, then what was happening? Hearing his chanting, the animals also started to chant. and respond. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And then the trees also responded, and it sounded like it was the echo. It was not an echo, the trees were chanting the holy name. In this way, in the spiritual sky, everything is animate, everything is conscious. And they also respond to the chanting of the holy name. So Gop Kumar then chanted the holy name of the Lord in Vrindavan in this way. And then one day, Gop Kumar saw Krishna. And he became so excited seeing Krishna, he just ran to meet him, catch him. But he almost caught the end of Krishna's cloth. But it slipped out of his hand and Krishna just disappeared behind a bush. At that time, Gop Kumar's condition was like extremely poverty-stricken man who received a Mahanidhi, a great good, an inconceivable wealth. When a poor man gets an inconceivable amount of wealth, then what will happen to him? Won't he get ecstatic? At the verge of insanity, he'll become kind of crazy. But then if he loses it, then what happens? Then he is completely devastated. A poor man became a billionaire, right? And then, after a few minutes, he realized that he lost his billion. Although he got it, but now he lost it. So Gop Kumar's condition was like that. He got this most precious wealth, Krishna. He almost got him, but then Krishna lost him. And in this intense feeling of disappointment and agony, Gop Kumar fainted. He just lost his consciousness, he fainted. And his body rolled down the bank of Yamuna, the slope of Yamuna, and fell into the river. When Gop Kumar regained his consciousness, he found himself moving at a tremendous speed, as if he is seated in a vehicle and he is moving at a tremendous speed. And he arrived in Vrindavan. It was afternoon when he arrived in Vrindavan. And he wanted to find out where Krishna was. So he saw some young girls, they were picking flowers. So he approached them and asked, okay, where is the house of Nanda Maharaj, where Krishna is? And he heard those girls were singing the glories of Krishna, speaking about Krishna's pastimes, and picking flowers. But when he asked them, there was no response from their side. He felt that either they're deaf, that they don't hear, or they're so absorbed in chanting or chanting the names of Krishna that they do not have any other external consciousness. They become completely devoid of the external consciousness due to the total absorption in remembering Krishna's pastimes and activities. And in this way, whoever Gop Kumar met there, he found everyone to be the same. No one actually was listening to him. Everyone was so absorbed in Krishna's, remembering Krishna. So then Gop Kumar, he came to the house of, somebody pointed out to the house of Nanda Maharaj. It was an elderly lady. Now who is that elderly lady? She is actually Purnamasi, Yogamaya. And Gop Kumar went there and he was looking for Krishna. There also elderly people and the housewives, they all were doing their household chores and the elderly people were sitting together and talking about Krishna. Everyone is discussing about Krishna, but he couldn't find Krishna anywhere. So finally someone told him that Krishna has gone to the pasturing ground to tend the cows. And he said that he'll come back soon. Now that it's getting evening, he'll come back soon. And then Gop Kumar saw that all those people there started to look at some direction. And he also looked at that direction. Then he saw some dust were flying. And then he could hear the laughter of the children and the mooing of the cows. And then he saw that from that direction, Krishna Balaram with all the cowherd boys and the cows, they're emerging. So when Gop Kumar saw that, he just ran to meet Krishna. And Krishna also saw Gop Kumar and he also ran to meet Gop Kumar. And then when they met, they embraced each other. Krishna embraced Gop Kumar and he started to tell him that how much he was missing him and how happy he is that he came back. And Krishna addressed him as Swarup, indicating that that is his spiritual identity, spiritual name. And while speaking like that, Krishna fainted. And when Krishna fainted, everyone started to cry, saying, "What happened? What happened to Krishna?" And some gopis came running and said that this must be pointing to Gop Kumar. He said, "This must be an agent of Kamsa. So Kamsa must have sent him to harm Krishna. He must be a demon in the disguise of a cowherd boy." And in this way they started to cry and everybody started to lament and express their acute anxiety about Krishna's condition. Then Balaram saw that and he brought Gop Kumar back to senses. And then he told Gop Kumar to chant Krishna's name in Krishna's ears. So Gop Kumar started to call out to Krishna. And hearing that, his own name, Krishna came back to his senses. And then Krishna, Balaram and all the other cowherd boys, they all went to Nanda Maharaj's house. And Krishna entered into Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda came out, Nanda Maharaj came out. And so they walked into the house. But all the other boys, they stood out. And Krishna took Gop Kumar by his hand and took him to his father's house, Nanda Maharaj's house. And all the other cowherd boys, they stood there. Krishna just looked around and he saw that those cowherd boys, not only the cowherd boys, even the animals, some animals came from the forest following Krishna and Balaram. They also were standing there. So Krishna just... He couldn't move. Like he just saw, he turned around and he saw his friends looking at him. He also stopped there, just kept looking at his friends, experiencing the pain of separation that now the friends are going to miss Krishna and Krishna is going to miss the friends. So Krishna just stood there. He didn't feel like going inside the house. So Mother Yashoda came out and said, "Krishna, come, the whole day you have been playing and still now you want to play with your friends? Come, take your bath and take your prasad." And so then Mother Yashoda took Krishna inside the house. Then Krishna was taken to all the gopis brought the arrangements for Krishna's bath and they gave Krishna a bath. And then Mother Yashoda called Krishna. Mother Yashoda told the gopis, "What happened? Why are you taking so long to bathe him?" And they said, actually they Nobody wanted to miss this opportunity of Krishna's association. Therefore, the gopis also would take all the time to bathe Krishna, clean Krishna, dry him, and dress him. And so Mother Yashoda finally came to the room and said that, well, now let him go. Nanda Maharaj is waiting. And so then Krishna went to the dining room. And Nanda Maharaj was already waiting. Balaram was on his right hand side, sitting next to him. And Krishna sat next to him, Nanda Maharaj, on the left hand side. And Krishna made Gop Kumar sit next to him. And the prasadam was served. All those prasadam was so delicious. Gop Kumar felt that he never ever experienced anything like this. And then at one point, Krishna picked up a sweet. And Gop Kumar noticed that there was one girl who is actually watching from behind the door. And Krishna also, from the corner of his eyes, he was from time to time, he was looking at that girl. And so then Gop Kumar, and then Krishna picked up one sweet and he took a bite of the sweet, and Krishna curled his lips, making a face, and he said, who made this? It tastes so bad. And Gop Kumar noticed that when Krishna said that, there was some angry expression in the face of that girl. And so then Krishna gave the sweet to Gop Kumar. He said, you ate it, maybe you will like it. So then when Gop Kumar tasted that, and he felt that this was the most delicious of all the food that had been served. So in this way, he experienced that how Krishna was having his joking exchanges with Srimati Radharani. And so then Gop Kumar spent his time with Krishna in Dwarka, in Vrindavan. He found Krishna sometimes would do, not only he would play with the friends and have picnic in the forest, and sometimes have some games with his friends and while tending the cows. But sometimes Krishna would also perform some very unusual activity. Like he saw that this serpent Kaliya, what did Krishna do? Krishna went to the Kaliya in the river, and then Krishna jumped onto the head of Kaliya and he put the he chastised Kaliya, and then the Kaliya's wives came and begged forgiveness on behalf of Kaliya. So Krishna forgave Kaliya, and then Krishna took his uttariya, the chadar, and he made a rain that went onto Kaliya's mouth, and he held on to the rain like a rain, and he rode on Kaliya's back, Kaliya's hood. So Kaliya was moving swiftly, and Krishna, like one rides on a horseback, Krishna was riding on Kaliya's back, and he was swinging his flute as if it's a whip. And Kaliya was become, and he was telling Kaliya to go faster, faster. Some other days, Keshi came, sent by, with the understanding that Kamsa has sent it, and all the cowherd boys became very afraid. And then Krishna subdued Keshi, and he made all the cowherd boys ride onto Keshi's back. And then they all had a joy ride on the back of Keshi. He was a huge horse, and all hundreds of cowherd boys got onto Keshi's back, and Krishna was making Keshi just move around with a tremendous speed, sometimes in the sky, sometimes on the ground, and everywhere. So in this way, and then at the end of the day, Krishna took Keshi to the stable and tied him up. So this is how these characters, these personalities, although those who are also present in the earthly pastimes as demons, are found in Vraja, and but in a different situation. And in this way, Gop Kumar was elevated to the spiritual sky, in the topmost region of the spiritual sky in Vrindavan. So in this way, Gop Kumar told Jana Sharma, the Brahmana, about his own spiritual experiences. And then Radharani came and instructed Gop Kumar, that Sarup, to bestow his mercy upon Jana Sharma. And then he accepted him as his disciple, gave him his mercy. And in this way, Jana Sharma, by the mercy of Srimati Radharani, became initiated by Gop Kumar and achieved the highest spiritual benefit. So in this way, the story, but the anecdote or history of Gop Kumar was described by Parikshit Maharaj to his mother Uttara, which was recorded by Sanatan Goswami. Hare Krishna. So as I mentioned earlier, like I just gave a very brief outline of this most brilliant work of Sanatan Goswami. So please make it a point to read this book, Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Personally, I was very much influenced by this book. Long time. I first read this about 24 years ago, 25 years ago, 79, I got this book first. And one advantage I have is that most of these books are in Bengali and I had access to these books. But now it's available to you also. They are translated into English. And I'm sure soon also they'll be translated into Italian. So take advantage of this book. Personally, I benefited immensely by getting a very clear understanding of this book. I'm a very clear understanding of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift as it has been presented by Srila Sanatana Goswami. Another book that was that I found extremely wonderful, and the perfect understanding in a way came from that book, is Jaiva Dharma by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Jaiva Dharma, you can say, is actually the summary of all the Vedic and Vedic scriptures. Anyway, Jaiva Dharma also is being translated and it will be out soon. So please take advantage of this inconceivable wealth that Mahaprabhu's associates like Sanatana Goswami left behind for us. After all, we join Krishna consciousness to enrich ourselves with the perfect spiritual understanding. We have received it, but as I mentioned, we are a bunch of ignorant individuals who doesn't understand the value of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift. But when we study these books, we become aware of the inconceivable wealth that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has offered to us. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Does anybody have any question or comment? Yeah, Govardhan Lila.
When we see Tulasi Devi, we should
On the spiritual platform, as Prabhupada says, since it's absolute, it's always absolute, like everything is absolute. Just as is Krishna's name different from Krishna? Is Krishna's hair different from Krishna? Is Tulsi Devi's hair different from Tulsi Devi? Right? Not different. Yeah? Although these trees are the manifestations of the hairs of Tulsi Devi, or Tulsi Devi's hair turned into Tulsi plants, but they're non-different from herself. Thank you, Govardhan Puja. Yeah, that's how Prabhupada wanted us to accept. Like, you know, say for example, back to Godhead. Right? Just the name, doesn't it indicate back means we are there? If we are not there, then how the expression back is used? Right? So, this is how we have to understand. Another thing is that we are parts and parcels of Krishna. Right? Now, does the part and parcel have connection to the Lord? Or we are the parts and parcels who are always disconnected to the Lord, disconnected from the Lord. Does it make sense? So we have to understand that we had our relationship with Krishna. But we forgot. Somehow or other we have fallen into the material nature. And the main thing that Prabhupada said, don't waste your time, you know, debating about this. Because what difference does it make? Now we are here. Whether we are there or not, it doesn't really matter. Now we are here. The question is how we are going to go back there. Right? But instead of that, if we just start to waste our time thinking whether we are there or not, then what will happen to a possibility of going back there? Therefore, Prabhupada said, don't waste your time debating on whether we are there or not. Just chant the holy name and go back to Godhead. Yes? Purnamasi? What is the relationship or? Their role. You see, Purnamasi is Jogamaya. Purnamasi is Jogamaya. She is the mother of Sandipani Muni, Krishna's guru, Krishna's teacher. And Madhumangal is the son of Sandipani Muni. And who is Krishna's friend? And Purnamasi makes all the arrangements for Krishna's pastimes. She makes all the arrangements for Krishna's pastimes. Right? Vrindadevi is is a gopi, one of the friends of Srimati Radharani. She takes care of the forest of Vrindavan. That's her forest. Right? And she takes care of everything there, trees, the plants, even the animals. And if the cowherd boys have to come to collect flowers or something there, they have to take permission from her. Right? And if they pick flowers without her permission, then the gopis catch them and punish them. So, and Vrindavan is the forest, as I mentioned, the forest where Krishna performs his pastimes, which is most dear to Krishna. There are 12 forests, and the most prominent and the most important of all the forests is actually Vrindavan. Okay. Yes. Was that? Yeah. Oh, Srivatsa, yeah. So what's your question? Oh, Bhrigu. Okay, right, yeah. It's a mark of Bhrigu. Bhrigu kicked Vishnu on the chest. Right? But also, this is Lakshmi Devi. In Narayan's chest, she is present as Srivatsa. Okay, very good. We are very impressed with your very learned question. Thank you. Yes. In Vrindavan, Kamsa. Yeah. They remember that there is this demon who had always been trying to harm Krishna. See, they remember the pastimes of Krishna from the earth planet in Vaikunth, in Vrindavan, spiritual Vrindavan. And as if it happened long time ago. And they know that Kamsa is still there. They think that Kamsa is still there. Maybe Kamsa will send somebody to harm Krishna again. Right? Just as when they saw Gop Kumar, after Krishna embraced him, Krishna fainted, they thought that he's an agent of Kamsa who came to harm Krishna. So as if in distant memory, they think, although you don't see Kamsa there, but in their mind, they remember Kamsa. That he is there in Mathura and probably he'll cause some harm. Okay, I'll stop now. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. And it was very nice that you all came to participate. And last year, on the last day of the thing, we went to Prabhupada Desi. Guru Charan Prabhu invited us, the devotees from London. We went in a bus, or two buses actually. And from there you all went to the airport. Isn't it? Oh, right. Yeah, Dutch devotees. So Guru Charan Prabhu is very kind to invite us always to Prabhupada Desh. Sometimes next time maybe you can also come a day earlier or stay a day longer to visit Prabhupada Desh. I'll be going there next Sunday. So I hope you all benefited immensely from this visit of Villaggio Hare Krishna. And this association of devotees is very important, because association of devotees gives us the appreciation for Krishna consciousness. When you're staying at home, you're doing the same thing again and again, isn't it? But then you leave your home and come to a place like Villaggio Hare Krishna, and then away from home, living in this spiritual atmosphere, you derive the benefit of this visit. So please make it a point to go out in such spiritual excursion or retreat as often as possible. 2 months back, or maybe 3 months back, we were in Buckland Hall. That was so wonderful. And now you all have come here. Soon maybe you can come to Mayapur. This January I think you all are coming to Mayapur, are you? Anyway, we'll make a program. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Vanchakalpatarubhascha kripa sindhubhaye vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Srila Prabhupada ki, all glories to the assembled devotees. Sri Sri Radha Ramana ki, Sri Sri Gornitai ki, Sri Sri Prahlad Nrisingha Dev ki, Samaveto Bhakta Vrinda ki, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bhav.